You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Today we have with us Pastor Dwayne Littlefield. He pastors in Florida, actually First Real Baptist Church Malone, but he's going to talk to us a bit about what his association and what the various pastors have been doing to assist local churches in his area. So Pastor Dwayne, thank you for joining us today, my friend.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Well, you're working with your association, and the name of your association is the Salem Association, correct?
Correct.
There in Florida. And you've got this association of churches. You all have adopted, or you began to work with another church in your association that needed a little bit of assistance. How did you come about doing that? And we might even say, in many ways, you have put the associate back in association.
Well, the mission board in our association has had a desire to help our churches within our association. And we have talked to a couple churches and they were not interested in help. They said, we don't need your help right now. Okay. But the church in Sneeds, the pastor there came to us after he'd lost two key members of the church and two members left. And he found mildew and mold in the basement and he was very discouraged. And he came to our mission board and said, we need help. Well, that's the first step. You know, if you admit you need help, then we can give help.
Yeah.
And when they did come to us, we sought ways that we could work with that church, partner with them. What is it they need? The mission board went to the church. We looked at the finances. We looked at the location. We looked at the facilities. We listened to the pastor and to the people of the church to see what was the need there. What we found is the church was in need of a supplement to help offset their costs because their sinking fund was sinking fast. And so the association decided to partner with them and give them a quarterly supplement to help with their expenses. And then we also looked at their facilities. They had no restrooms on the main level of the church building. So for a person to go to the restroom, they had to go downstairs and all the way underneath the sanctuary. And for an elderly person, which most of their congregation is, that was not a possibility. So that was preventing people from being able to come to the church. We also looked at the building, and inside the sanctuary, it had old green carpet that was holding water because we have a real moisture issue in Florida. And it was just holding the water, and dampness made the place smell funny, look funny. The walls were paneled from the 70s. It was very, very dated, and it was not appealing. And so we looked at what could we do, and we felt like we could build restrooms in the back because they had an open space that had never been used. It was built for future expansion. Well, that future expansion never has happened, but it is happening now. We're going to put restrooms on that main level. We're going to build two classrooms on that main level and the pastor's office, providing them access to clean, safe spaces for kids and for the pastor, providing them access to handicap accessible restrooms on the main level. That will do a lot to allow people to even be able to come to church. Even the pastor's wife wasn't able to come many times because of the location of the restroom facilities.
Wow.
Which was not a possibility.
This was a game changer, the restrooms as well as the other. And you've done some other things as well, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We've gone through the sanctuary. We removed the carpeting from the sanctuary, found hardwood floors that had been preserved underneath that. We're in the process of painting that paneling to update that sanctuary. It's got a very different look to it now than it did when we first walked in.
Wow.
And it's much more appealing.
That's great. So I'm listening to this. I see two key elements. Number one, the church, as you mentioned, they're really vulnerable. They're letting you know about their finances. They're letting you come in and look at their situation. And they were willing to do that and allow someone to help them. So that's one key element, the willingness of the church. The other is the willingness of the association. The association was willing to come in and kind of help them do this assessment and come through and help them with their carpet and setting up the bathrooms and with some financial means to help them to keep going. So you had two willing parties, and this has got to be exciting, but tell us a bit about how it's impacted. First, let's talk about the church, and then I'm going to talk to you about how it's impacted your association, Dwayne.
Well, prior to the association coming into the church, I'd attended a couple Sunday night services there, and they were very depressed. The people of the church were just down. You could just see it. You could feel it when you walked in the building. After the association came in, we started praying with them about what we could do. And praise the Lord, God sent two new people to come be a part of that congregation from, of all places, Kansas. People don't move Kansas to Sneeds, Florida, except the hand of God moved them. And but with the two new people coming in, the association supporting them, it has just made a huge difference in the attitude, the emotions, and the excitement in that church. When the association was going to come in, they knew we were coming to start working on this. They had a work day. Every church member showed up for that work day to clean that church out. And they went through and they cleaned it out. If we haven't used it, we're getting rid of it. They carried trash off all day long, it seemed. We burned, I mean, it was, and one of the wonderful things that was destroyed was the tote boards on the back wall. They were taken to the burn pile. So no longer did we have the board of depression hanging in the back of the church to set the mood for the day.
Yes.
Big excitement.
That's great.
Seeing the church come together, and that was an amazing thing. Our association has had this excitement in doing something together. We've worked well together in the past, but there's just a difference because we've had four or five of our churches over there at the same time working on this project. And when you work on a project together, you get to know one another. You get to know each other's needs. And it's just very exciting to see that happen.
Wow. So it's been great for the church. It's been great for the association. I suspect it's also been great for the community. Tell us a bit about how it's impacted the community there in Sneeds.
The pastor there at the church has had a lady in the community come up to him and say, "Preacher, there were six pickup trucks at your church one day. What in the world is going on? I have never in my life seen six pickup trucks at your church at the same time." People are noticing what's going on. And to notice this church is a big deal because it is located behind the largest church in Sneeds, and it's very unnoticeable where it's located. So people have started noticing what's going on. One of our churches in the association purchased new signboards for the church, and we've replaced the signage out front. That has attracted attention. We had another church in the community donate funds to the church because they wanted to help with this project. Not even a Free Will Baptist church, another denomination brought money and said, "We want to help with this. We're excited about what's going on here."
So it's the kind of thing that has made people, it's really been salt and light. It shows how God's people coming together, and even folks outside Free Will Baptist want to get involved in it. It's really been a boost to the community. It's what I hear you saying.
That is absolutely correct. It has put the church in a different light in the community than it was in.
So if I'm listening and I'm trying to think of how this all went down, it sounds like your association was looking and trying to help various churches within the association. Some were like, "Hey, we're good, no thanks." But this church said, "Hey, this is what we've got. These are our needs." They kind of opened themselves up. They were vulnerable. They were clearly willing to do some things. Your people, the association, came together, began to help them out. So that's people giving different amounts of time and giving of resources. And then it's ended up just kind of taking off, being a shot in the arm, so to speak, for the church, but also helpful for the community. You think that pretty much sums up what's happened there in Salem or in Sneeds?
Does sum it up. I also need to add this part about what's going on, too. As the association has looked at this, we also recognize we need to do something to help our churches not fall into a point of disrepair, we don't know how to reach people in the world today. So in order to address that, in April, we have Tim York coming to do a revitalization revival services with us. at the church in Sneeds. And so we can have something actively going on in that church. And so our other churches can grow and build from that.
Very good. So you've come together, really, you've come together to train together and also to minister together. And we're asking all of our associations to think that way. Really think like what you see in the book of Nehemiah, because when I listen to you talk, I see the pages of Nehemiah. You know, I see what he heard, and then the people acted, and they actually came together and worked together. And really, what the Salem Association has done is a way of acting out in our day and time what you see there. And so we're so thankful for what you've done. And we hope that we'll continue to replicate that all throughout the United States. And we'll see many of our churches revitalized and see them encouraged. So thank you, Pastor Duane, for what you and the good work the Salem Association has done there, and the good work that the folks at Sneeds have done by coming together to attack this project.
Thank you for giving this opportunity. Let me also say one more thing. The association has two larger churches that are going to do Bible school. One day Bible school.
Yes.
And they're going to come do it at my church as well. Neither of our churches have enough people to be able to do a Bible school as far as workers. But with the association coming in and helping with that, we're going to be able to minister to the community in a way that we've not been able to for years in both of those churches. And that is hugely exciting. And that's a product of us coming together to work on this church and Sneeds together.
So you've done some ministering together, really repairing of the church. You're trying to do some training together with your revitalization seminar time. And you're trying to reach your community together by coming together to help each other with Vacation Bible School. So it's really hitting on all cylinders. This is great, Pastor Duane. Well, I know many of you may be listening and thinking, how do I do this? If you would like, you could call us at 877-767-7659. That's 877-767-7659, or email us at questions@nafwb.org. And if you'd like, we'll try to work things out where you could speak with Pastor Duane or some other folks that would help to do this step by step, because really what they have done is not just revitalize a church, but they're really helping give salt and light to their particular community. So this is something that all of us can do, and it's going to be helpful in so many ways. So thank you, Pastor Duane, for taking the time to share with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity. We're just excited about this project here in Florida.
You're doing a good job, and we just appreciate what you guys have done. And I suspect a lot of people are going to hear and try to do some of the same things if they're not already. Thank you all for listening to us today as well. So we encourage you to like this podcast. If you're on Facebook or wherever it is that you might be listening, try to share it with someone that you think it would be of interest. And remember that when we truly do come together for the work of the Lord, we truly are better together. So thank you for joining us today, and thank you for what you're doing for the work of Jesus Christ.